Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of the nicest things about studying wine the way we do is that new wine regions seem to come online with amazing frequency.
Well, they're maybe not new, but they're at least new to us.
New to us, that's right. Two places have been around for quite a while on the maps, Sardinia and Sicily.
Absolutely.
And previously they were known for kind of rustic wines, but boy, the winemaking has gotten good.
I couldn't agree with you more. I tried a couple of wines from a producer called Nicosia, which is about a 120-year-old operation based mm-hmm. in Sicily, right on Mount Etna. And I found these to be very good, definitely had a rustic character, but the price points are terrific. I mean, just right off the top, there's a red called Nero d'Avola from Nicosia, 2014 vintage, sells for $12. I really like this forward nose of earthy black cherry with a little bit of barnyard. There's that rusticity. Mm-hmm. And at $12, I would drink this all the time.
Yeah.
It had a companion white, which is the Grillo, which you were very fond of.
I thought this was just a wonderful wine. It was soft, round, with light fruit, great flavor. Started with a nose of kind of juicy fruit gum and a touch of apricot. Very light, informal wine. $12.
Yeah.
Good. This is good wine. That's the whole point.
It is good wine. Then they go up another level, and they call this the Etna Rosso and the Etna Bianco. Volca is sort of the sub-label. And now these are blends. The 2014 red blend is 80% Nerolo Mascalese and 20% Nerolo Cappuccio. And I hope I didn't butcher those, but in any event, these for a little bit more money, about $20. There was a little more depth than there was on the Nero d'Avola. And on the white as well, there was a little more depth. But, you know, still pretty good value overall.
I really think so. And these are wines that I think are going to be really nice for a nice Saturday night dinner wine.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Now, we found a maker called Mesa, M-E-S-A, who makes some really, really nice wines. And I tried their Vermentino, which we talked about a few weeks ago, which I thought was just a lovely wine. They make two reds, and the choice of variety is very interesting. I'm going to try to pronounce this properly. the nickname of the wine is Buio, and it's Carnagno del Sulcis.
Okay.
2013, $33. Carnagna, yeah. Mm-hmm. The French grape, which appears in the Rhone Valley. This was a wonderful bottle. It had huge explosive nose that was just as pretty as a field of flowers, bright and sweet, filled with crushed berry notes. And the wine just zipped out of the starting gate with just tons of flavor. I was really, really impressed with it. I don't know if it's textbook Carnagna or not, because I don't really have a true handle on that. It's always a blending grape.
Well, what the heck,
but
though? You liked it.
Good. Yeah, so that's fine. Now, $33, that's a bit.
That's Saturday night.
Yeah. But here's another wine, a companion wine, that costs only $22, and I think I'd really give it a lot of attention. It's a Mesa Canonau de Sardegna Primo Scuro, and this is Grenache.
Okay.
This is the local name for Grenache, which you know is one of my favorite wines. Mm-hmm. This nose just featured notes of cherry, toffee, and mint, which is very nice. And there's this lovely kind of smooth, silky texture and soaring herbal notes, which I think it's directly attributable to the Grenache. The wine leads with high-toned lavender and ginger notes. Again, classic Grenache.
That sounds special.
And just really, really nice. All of this for $22, and I wouldn't hesitate to have it with pizza.
That's great.
So check out Sardinia and Sicily. There's a lot of fun there. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.